This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Aaron Sanchez, who started the game that sent Vancouver to the championship series and started the game that sent the Lugnuts to the championship series. What were you thinking when you were told you were going to Lansing?
It was the night of the championship game where we lost, so, you know, it was a little bit down in the clubhouse from a tough loss, you know, the way things ended. But this is where I wanted to be all year, and once I heard that, it was a great feeling.
You were drafted last year. How's this year been?
Oh, this year, you know, started off a little rough in the beginning, you know, and started in Bluefield in the Appalachian League, and, you know, started settling down, started making pitches, started, you know, becoming better and better, you know, pitcher each outing. And next thing you know it, I get the call up to Vancouver and then one more stop here in Lansing. So it's been a blast.
I was looking at it. It's true. Every single start, you improved. And so I wondered how your first start would go in the Midwest League. And you went out there. You pitched well early. You pitched out of a jam. And you finished strong. How'd you feel?
That was the main goal. You know, I want to go after hitters. I threw against the game to get to, you know, Vancouver into the championship. And, you know, I just want to give my team a chance to come up on top with the W after I left the game. And, you know, like you said, I got myself out of a couple jams, got a couple ground ball double plays in there. So, you know, all in all, I think my outing went well the other night.
I asked catcher Carlos Perez about your stuff before you pitched, and he said fastball, curveball, and he gave a low whistle. How would you describe yourself?
Predominantly power pitcher. You know, I've got a good fastball, got great life on it. My curveball is pretty sharp. You know, my changeup is in the works, just like any other young guy. That's exactly how I describe myself.
What were you thinking when the Blue Jays drafted you? Where were you when you heard the news?
I was actually at home, and it was a crazy draft day. You know, I didn't know where I was going. Blue Jays had four scouts at every start that I pitched in high school, and they were really hard, you know, really heavy on me scouting. And once I was drafted by them, I knew that this organization is in the uprise of, you know, an AL East division championship, you know, pretty soon in the making. As you can see, we five of our seven teams are in the playoffs. Three of them made it to the championship. New Hampshire's in there, so that's four of the five. You know, Bluefield made it. So it's just, you know, overall, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Now, you'd probably heard a lot about what pro ball was going to be like before you entered in. Here you are actually in the minor leagues in pro ball. How does that compare?
I heard a lot. You know, there was a lot of people that gave me advice going into it. And, you know, you don't really know until you've been through it. And now that, you know, it's my second year, you know, and the last year wasn't much traveling in the GCL. You know, everything's a commuters. But, you know, this year and having, you know, the travel in the Appy League and travel in the Northwest League, and now hopefully getting to travel here in the Midwest League. I wouldn't say it's a grind, but, you know, pitchers never miss a beat. You know, they're throwing every day. Even if you get a call-up, you're throwing that day, and things just keep moving.
Speaking with Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Aaron Sanchez, how is it being a full-time pitcher, not having to hit at all?
That was a big thing going into, you know, the draft, you know, still wanting to hit. But now that, you know, I was drafted where I was drafted and, you know, I have a pretty special arm that, you know, it's okay that, you know, I'm not hitting anymore.
What positions did you play?
In high school, I played short and pitched and travel ball, the corners, first and third. So,
do you ever want to get out there and take infield practice again?
I always try to mess around. You know, I always want to keep my athleticism. So, I definitely do, you know, would love to take ground balls, but I know what my job is, and that's, you know, become a pitcher.
You hear about some pitchers that they learn more about pitching from being a hitter, from what they don't want to see. What did you learn?
It's totally different, you know, scouting from my eyes as a pitcher, as a hitter, because I've never faced myself, you know what I'm saying? So I couldn't really tell you, but I don't know.
Well, growing up in California, was there a team you rooted for?
Yeah, the Angels. You know, my dad was drafted by the Angels, and that's probably who was my team in, you know, growing up.
Was there a pitcher you tried to model yourself after?
I didn't really become, you know, a pitching prospect till going into my senior year, so I just wanted to be an all-around good baseball player. You know, I love the game, so I never really, you know, resemble myself as anybody. I mean, now that, you know, you're in the minor leagues and you hear things from other people, you know, it's good to hear, but I never really, you know, wanted to be somebody.
That moment that you truly became a pitching prospect in high school, was there a light bulb that turned on, or what happened? What led to that?
My fastball from the time my freshman year to senior year, it gained 20 miles an hour. You know, I was staying in the 90s consistently. I had a pretty good curveball, and you know, just when you see things like that as a young player, you know that, you know, your dream could come true and being a professional baseball player.
So what's next for you? What's going to happen this offseason?
You know, I just want to gain some weight, you know, put on a little bit more weight in the right areas. You know, go out next year in spring training and hopefully win a spot back here next year.
Aaron, thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
Lugnuts pitcher Aaron Sanchez. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Big Country 92.1.